I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The biggest merger in Las Vegas casino history could get underway this week. MGM Mirage has offered once again to buy out the Mandalay Group after its initial offer was rejected last week. This merger would create a company that would own more than half of the hotel rooms on the Vegas Strip. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, forgive me, I have to ask, what are the odds this thing's going to go through?
Well, Alex, the analysts I talked to this morning seem to think this iteration of the bid will probably go through. The first offer was $68 a share. The current offer is $71 a share, $4.8 billion in cash. MGM's properties already include, among others, the MGM Grand, of course, the biggest hotel on the Strip, and the Bellagio, perhaps the most expensive hotel on the Strip. Buying Mandalay would add Circus, Mandalay Bay, and the Luxor, and several others. In all, MGM would control 10 casinos on the Strip, $6 billion worth, and as you said, about half the total hotel rooms there. And the 87-year-old billionaire Kirk Kerkorian would actually own most of it. He has the majority stake in MGM Mirage.
So are there concerns about a big consolidation of industry power into one group?
Well, that's actually one of the reasons why the original offer was rejected, because the Mandalay Group was worried about antitrust regulators saying no to this deal. And MGM apparently wasn't willing last week to say, okay, if it's a problem, we'll sell some of our other properties. They've changed their mind on that issue, and they've also bumped up the offer price. There's still a chance one or the other board will say no. But Mark Falcone, a lodging and gaming analyst with Deutsche Bank, says they should go ahead with it.
You're putting together two great companies, dominant operators in Las Vegas. You should have an overall benefit, I think, from a rationalization of promotional expenses to creating a better pricing environment for the entire market. And we do think, you know, consolidation is an important part of the gaming industry given its relative maturity.
And as for who else this leaves besides a merged MGM Mandalay, the other big players are Caesars and Harrah's, and then there's some smaller players in Nevada and Atlantic City, and of course the Indian gaming venues.
How about all the people who go to Vegas and stay in these rooms? Is this good for them or bad for them?
Well, not many downsides, according to the analysts. As for benefits, you have things like player loyalty programs or clubs where you can accumulate points. This merger could expand those clubs. And things like, you know, maybe if you go to Mandalay Bay, you might have a better opportunity or a chance to go see O at the Bellagio, the synergies that they like to promote in mergers like this.
Right.
And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into a Supreme Court ruling on where you can and can't sue over state taxes.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.